I was a 15-year-old boy when I came to yeshiva. And Rabbi David, Zechon Levroche, opened us up to the Olam HaYeshivas of Europe, of where the yeshiva man was in Europe. The yeshiva, Zechon Levroche, was an earlier tikkuf in Europe, maybe 15 years earlier. But he was right before the Second World War. We saw what a yeshiva like, what a yeshiva man was in Europe, the values of a yeshiva man. He opened it up to us. Many bachrim resented being told that they are yeshiva like and not American boys. I remember the baseball team came to Baltimore once, and bachrim were very happy. Baltimore was zeichet to have a Major League Baseball team and a parade in the center of town. And the Bachman were very excited, and he made light of it all. We couldn't understand how could a person not understand how important it is to have a Major League Baseball team in your city. But he took it out of us, took out slowly the values of the American boys from us, turned us into yeshiva bachrim. There were very few bachrim yeshiva at that time. There was 60, 70 maybe up to 100. And we had a personal contact with him, able to talk to him. Sometimes he would sit in the back of the base, stand in the back of the base medrash, I remember, with me and talk to me for an hour, tell me chiddush Torah, different things. He impressed every yeshiva bachrim. Every bachrim in the yeshiva gave a stamp of a European yeshiva bachur. David was a very clever person. When he took his position as a mashgiach, he also took a position to say a shir every day. He used to say a shir every day. The shiurim impressed upon everybody what a big Talmud Chacham he was. And therefore, we listened carefully to his Divrei Musar also, because they were spoken by a big Talmud Chacham. The Shmusin that we gave weekly to us, I can say for myself, I know for others, shaped us into Bnei Torah, gave us the values of the Bnei Torah, transmitted to us what Rabbi Ruchem said in the Mir Yeshiva, Pchatzkel said in the Mir Yeshiva, transmitted us the values to us, and shaped us into Bnei Torah. And whatever the yeshiva is now is to a large extent due to his hashpoah, his input into the yeshiva, the values, the ramim, or mostly his talmidim. Everyone, the older people had contact with him. They transmit the same values to the talmidim of today. So we were all, whether we met him, we didn't meet him, we're all Tamidim of Rabbi David, Zechon Levroche. In every way, he brought Yirah Shemayim into the hearts of every Bachar. He himself was a tremendous tzaddik, tremendous Yirah Shemayim. He was a Porush. He didn't care about food, he didn't care about Gashmis. He lived for Ruchnis. And though we, of course, we couldn't emulate that, but the value that Gashmi is nothing but a tool for Ruchnius, that value became part of the culture of the yeshiva. Until this day, it still has Ashpoa. So, David is the Rebbe of all of us. He came to America right after the Second World War, fresh with the spirit of the Mir Yeshiva. Was in the Mir Yeshiva when it went to Golis in Shanghai and Japan. Lived through the war in Golis, but Shakua and learning. He wrote Sefer while he was in that Golis in Japan. Came fresh as a Mir Yeshiva man and turned us all into Mir Yeshiva light. The mizug, the mixture of the Rosh Yeshiva, the goyim from Slabodka, Reb David, the transmitter of Yerucham's values from the Meir Yeshiva, was a tremendous, tremendous benefit for every bocher. And Ad HaYoyim, it's Niker and everyone that went through his hands. Yizichrei Boruch. May the Baruch Shalom help us that the ways, the values that are inculcated into us should continue and be nice and pious in us, in our Talmidim, in our children, and our Talmidim, our children's children. Yizichrei Boruch.